to say the set-aside prayer. God, set aside everything I think I know about you, God, the steps, others, what's best for others, what's best for me, what I think I know about the big book, recovery, the steps. Help me let go of all my old ideas so I can experience new spirit, your spiritual truth. God, help me carry your message today. Amen. Amen. All right, on Saturdays, we finished working with others, and I've spent the last couple weeks looking at Carry This Message by Joe McHugh, which you can get on Amazon, on passing on the special gift, and how AA, the purpose of AA, the purpose of the big book. Today, he has a chapter here on carrying this message to others, how you sponsorship as he sees it, some ideas. Then next week, we're going to start with To Wives. I've started using this book, The Sponsor. For each step, there's assignments for you and the sponsee. It follows the big book. And if you're new at sponsoring, and if you want to learn the book, this is a good thing to follow. You can read the chapters on the site, experiencethebigbook.org. I've got most of this we've covered in the last several years. So, carrying the message to others. It says you can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you will not want to miss. And I think Matt described for both of us that what that means. And that's from page 89 in the big book. I'm going to try to leave time for discussion, but I'd like to get through this today. So don't report me to New York if I go a little long. I try to limit to 30 minutes, but I've not done this one before for a while. The word sponsorship is not in the big book. Isn't that interesting? There's not an official way to sponsor, but we have enough history, enough experience to know what works. There are people who pick up others and take them to meetings and say they are sponsoring them. This can be helpful, but it's not really sponsoring. Many of the nice things we do can be positive, but not if they crowd out true sponsorship. So what is sponsorship then? Sponsorship is guiding someone through the steps. The path, what you did. Page 100, you and the new man must walk, you and the new man must walk hand in hand down the path of spiritual progress. And you have to take them through the problem. And the problem is the allergy we all have to alcohol, that we can't take one drink. Anybody have that? We have the phenomenon of craving. We have an obsession of the mind that tells us, even if we don't want to, that we're going to need a drink. Anybody ever have that happen? And then we have an unmanageable life as the result of being self-centered. And when we have an unmanageable life, our mind tells us, I don't like the way the world is, and I need a drink. And then the solution, it's page 25, is to have a relationship with your Creator that changes your outlook and attitude on life, gives you a power to live, gives you a power to say no to alcohol and see the truth. And then the program of action, on page 59, this 12 steps, is how you achieve a relationship with God that gives you a power to live and removes your problem. In the early days, members would go to a sponsor's home and visit with him to see that he understood step one. I think understood's a good word, but I would say that he has experienced step one, so he can admit it. But I guess you have to understand it to know if you've experienced it. And that's why when you read the big book, you should read it as a series of questions, each line. Does this apply to me? Does this apply to me? They're going to tell you things, and then you ask it. They're really asking a series of questions, the first 48 pages. And you can't admit it till you understand you've experienced it. Then they would come back in a few days and see whether the person believed in God. If the prospect agreed that he was powerless over alcohol and that he believed in God, his sponsor would accompany him to the Oxford group. So sponsor is really the person who took you to the Oxford group where you studied the six steps and tried to practice a way of living that was spiritual in nature. And he would tell the members of the group, this man is an alcoholic. He says that he believes in God. I would like to sponsor him in the group. They started at him on what is now step three. And they would go upstairs at Dr. Bob's house in the third step room. I've been in there. It's a very emotional thing. When you go in the room, there's a bed in there. It was his daughter's bedroom. And you have Dr. Bob's third step prayer that he used on the bed. And you kneel there and you do that. And if you're not emotional, there's something wrong with you. It's so powerful. And then they get down their knees and help him take step three. Now, they used to judge. They'd decide if he was really serious or not. And if he wasn't, then he couldn't go to the meeting. They wanted to make sure that you were really understood the decision in step three. So you couldn't really go to the meetings until they qualified you through steps one and two. Nowadays, people who are attempting to sponsor a new person off and say, go read How It Works. Well, the problem with How It Works is it's page 58. And you have to understand all the information in the first 57 pages in Doctor's Opinion to be able to understand and admit the three things that we read at every meeting, which we chant now. It's become a chanting thing. But we are alcoholic, cannot manage our lives. Only God can relieve our alcoholism, and God can and will if you are sought. Now, they're powerful words, but sometimes I think they become meaningless as you just repeat them, but it's the whole deal. The problem is the person has had a chance to really get the essential principles that come from the information insights in steps one and two, the problem and the solution, until he's read the first four chapters that explain the problem and the solution. Now, in the original big book, the first chapter was Doctor's Opinion, which tells you the problem as Dr. Silkworth saw it. Remember, in the first edition, he didn't sign it because his theories weren't accepted. He describes the phenomenon of craving, which all alcoholics have. He described that alcoholics are restless, irritable, and discontented, and they seek the ease and comfort of alcohol. And then they take the first drink, and they have the phenomenon of craving, and this is repeated over and over again, unless they experience a psychic change. And then Bill's story is someone who had the problem, what happened to him, how he changed, and then what he did. It's powerful. A lot of people don't study Bill's story, but it's got so much information that's changed my life. Then there is a solution, which is about the whole problem. And in their solution, they tell us on page 17 that we're all screwed. We all fell off the ship, and we're rescued in the boat. And we get in the lifeboats and we get on shore, and then we're singing songs and holding hands. What's that Kumbaya I used to say? Yeah. But that won't save us. That by itself is just not going to give us the cement we need. It's the way out, the program, the steps, the action. That without the action, the steps, all of that is meaningless. We won't change. And then more about alcoholism is to tell us that you're really in deep doo-doo, because it describes the queer mental twist before the first drink that tells us it's okay to drink, that you think you could deal with it, but that's what the problem is. When it happens, we have no power to say no to it. And you can have a good day, a bad day, it doesn't matter. Your mind's gonna say, I need a drink, and you have no power except God. Then We Agnostics is about how we need to have a spiritual solution because we have a spiritual illness. And the spiritual solution, they're going to talk about God. And then they tell us to change our ideas about God, to give up the worshiping our God of reasoning, and go to the shore of faith and be willing to believe. And then we have How It Works, steps 3 through 12. The chapter in the big book, Working with Others, says to try to find out something about the person by talking to her family, but in many cases that can't be done. It was a different world then. We just might meet somebody at a meeting, or somebody might ask you about being her sponsor. They use her here because the big book's all him. There's difference now in the way we go about getting together with a sponsor. Working with Others was written many years ago. long before we had the many treatment centers and detox centers we now have. We don't often bring someone to our homes, as Bill recommends. Now we often take them to a treatment center. And we talked about the treatment centers and how that's changed AA in the last 2 weeks when we looked at passing on a special gift. We don't work with families now as much, but we have Al-Anon, which we have a meeting, right, Linda? Tuesday nights at 7. It's a great group, right? And we hope you or your significant others will find it helpful. So they tell him, at the time the big book was written, on the next page, they used masculine terms because men wrote it. Remember, they didn't have the first women till the book went to the publisher. They weren't sure women could be alcoholics. You know, we have issues, you know, we have old ideas. And then they got their first woman member, and then, you know. Bill also saw most alcoholics as men, but there's probably as many women getting sober through the principles of 12 steps as there are men. My only observation on women, and I don't even know if it's true, is that the liver gets sicker quicker.
Yes, it's true.
I think they tend to get liver damage quicker, and it may be because of the estrogen in the blood and the different hormones, but they tend to get liver disease quicker. Nowadays, we're working with younger people a lot, and people have often not sunk to the depths of alcoholism that we did formerly. I looked at that and I said, you know, I think that's true with the young people with the drugs and alcohol. That's their lives are really out of control. But I wrote, you can drown in a foot of water or 100 feet. The problem is that they don't realize they're drowning. And until someone realizes they're drowning, they're not going to reach out their hand to the flimsy reed that becomes God, which is page 28. Desperation of a drowning man. And I thought Matt did a great job of describing our brokenness. If someone's not broken, you can't help them. They still have their ego. Our major responsibility is to guide the person through the steps, passing on the message of recovery, passing on the steps. Now, the steps are not suggested, right? The steps are a program of recovery. They suggest you do it. Now, why do they suggest you do it? Because it worked for them. Has it worked for anybody in the room? Good. So if you're new, I suggest you do it. Now, AA doesn't say you have to do it, but they say if you don't have another plan, do it and tell us what happened. There's another warning. You can't do part of it. You can't do half of it. You can't pick and choose. That's why I like the big book to study it. It's a treasure map to God. Not that I worship the book, but you have to follow the directions that they use to make their cake if you want their cake. Now, if you take the book and you change their cake, you get your cake. And then you tell us how your cake works. If it worked well, write your own book. In the early going, but usually it doesn't work. That's why they use the word specific directions in the foreword to the first edition on how we recovered. Some people say they work the same way with every sponsoree, but I don't know if you could do that. The sponsorees will usually tell you what they want to do or not. It's true we all have something in common, but everybody is different in other ways. I think we should work with each person the way that best suits him or her. Now, I thought about that. Of course, do we really can we do what suits an alcoholic? See, what they think best suits him or her. It's not what they think best. It's how you see them. Because, in fact, if I do what suits them, then we're doing their program. I don't want to do that. But each person's different. I have to remember that. A lot of people, I give them assignments. They don't want to do it. They get mad at me. I end up on their resentment list, and they fire me. It's okay, but I think sometimes I look back, well, you know, maybe I should have done it a little differently. And so you try, you do the best you can. At the same time, though, some guidelines do have to be established. So here's the point. You're working with undisciplined people. And give me 15 dollars. You're working with undisciplined people, and you can't enable them. And they'll always give you excuses why they haven't done it. And I don't know if you're like me, but I always believe them. It sounds so plausible. But if they're really broken and they're really drowning, is any excuse really reasonable? And you should make it clear the assignments have to be done by a specific time. And they keep delaying it, so you keep changing your time. You know, let's meet Monday. Oh, I can't meet Monday. Let's meet Wednesday. And you want to be nice to them, but in the end, they're just living with their untreated alcoholism. As sponsors, we know there are certain things we require a sponsor. He has to be willing to go to any lengths to get sober. Now, everybody agrees when I meet with them that they're willing to go to any lengths until I ask them something. And then they tell me, well, that's not any length. That's, you know. How can you tell if somebody really wants to do it? You give them an assignment and see if they do it. I tell people, you have to come to three of these meetings to get my phone number. They say, well, what does that mean? I said, you have to go to three meetings to get my phone number. I have to see if you really want this. Matt called me, had a guy in Valley Hope who needed a sponsor. So the guy texts me, can I help be a sponsor? I said, I'll help you in any way I can. He goes, oh, great. I haven't heard from him. It's been 2 weeks. But I think they have to have a name so that they, you know, they're okay. If he expects you to work with him, he has to carry out assignments and do the things you ask him to do. Now, I've talked about step zero. I've written a thought on it. We've had a meeting on step zero, which is when you're defeated from your alcoholism and you admit you need help and you haven't done anything. And how long can you stay at step zero? I got that from Joe Hawk. How long can you live on step zero before you drink again? You see? And are you in step zero? And how do you know that? What are you doing? How can you tell somebody has really taken the first three steps? They're doing their inventory. They're following through. It's also important to work the steps in sequence. I think that's important. When I met Matt, he was on step nine, but he was only 2 days sober. See, I say it better. And of course, we were having a meeting on something, and once you ask a question A meeting, everybody has to give advice. And it was great. And he didn't ask me to be a sponsor. I kind of told him. That was a different story. And then we did discuss Plato in my family room, because I told him that everything he thought he knew was wrong, and that he was quoting Plato. I said, Plato's not in the big book, Matt. And what I meant by that is all of our old ideas, everything we think we know, everything I thought I knew when I came in here was wrong. Chuck C. talks about that, uncovering, discovering, discard, all the things that aren't me.
You still have my Plato book, I'll let you borrow.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it. Yeah, it's too, it was too complicated for me. Yeah, look, all right, stop the cross-talking here. I'm the only one allowed to do it. It says you should take a week or a month on each step. This is not an effective approach. I've seen people say, you know, I have my sponsee, but they're not ready yet. They're not ready yet to do this step. I don't know how you determine somebody's ready. They used to give them a day to dry out, Dr. Bob, in the hospital, and then they'd get them on their knees the next day, and they would go through it in 4 or 5 days, and then they'd send them out to work with somebody else. I did have the one guy who did a step a year, and his sponsor died by the time he got to step four. And I don't understand that, or step each month, because they're 12 months, they're 12 steps, I don't know. The key thing is, if you're dying of untreated alcoholism, how long can you go till you have a relationship with God and a power to live? And I do believe once you take step one, two, three, and you're serious about starting your step four, God's with you. You're growing towards God. He'll keep pushing you. And the other thing is, if you're worried about what you should do, God will put the right people in your path if you recognize them. Dr. Bob would ask him, do you believe you're an alcoholic? He'd say, yes, sir. He says, you believe in God? Yes, sir. He says, get down on your knees. And they took step three. That's a minute. Most people don't understand about working with alcoholics. They may say, well, alcoholics are so new and unaccustomed to the way we do things that I don't think you can get them to do it. But an alcohol could just do anything about anything you make them do. You know, if you insist that they do certain things, she'll get them done. She has to go from undisciplined to very disciplined, and the sponsor is the one who helps her bridge the two. So you have to be kind and loving and tolerant, but pushing them. And Dr. Bob said at the end of his story, if you go about this program with the same zeal you went to get your drink, your next drink, you'll be fired. And he says, your heavenly Father will never let you down. We alcoholics aren't disciplined, so we let God discipline us in the simple way we have just outlined. That's at the end of the step 11, the action steps before step 12. And on discipline, how does God discipline me? How do I feel and act when I'm separated from Him? How's my life going? How do I, am I disturbed? Am I angry? Am I fearful? Do I like the way I feel? And then He gives us these steps to get back to Him. They had a treatment center at Sherry Park. They had people go through the steps, get a sponsor in the third week. The sponsor teaches discipline. The program teaches discipline. And an undisciplined person may fight discipline, but it has to be enforced to help the person. In other words, you're responsible to guide the person and keep them in the path. And if there's conflict, then what's the problem? Have they not surrendered? Or they don't? Do they not want it? And if they don't want it, then you can't drive them crazy in yourself. Having been a physician and given care plans, I had to watch myself constantly. They don't have cancer. They're not my patients. I can only show them what suggested, what I did. And if they don't want to do it, they can't do it. But somebody was telling me, I think it was Matt, that if I told you you had cancer, and if I give you this pill, and you take it every day, you're going to get better. They would take it. But the alcoholic would say, I can't take a green pill. It has to be pink. I mean, it sounds silly, but that's what they really say. And so it's sad. We've had quite a few dropouts lately. People who decide they don't want to be here anymore. And it's sad. And until they're really ready, I can't help them. But we want to love them and have them pray and try to help them come back. Alcoholics are very sick people. Anybody agree with that? Now, he says suffering alcoholics, but we're all suffering alcoholics all the time, right? And we are very sick people because that's why we have step 10 and 11. But by the time we get to 10 and 11, we shouldn't be undisciplined. We should have the discipline of the steps so that we can get back to God. We have to take this when they don't do everything we ask them to do. Sometimes we demand too much of their sponsees, but these undisciplined people are going to make some mistakes. I believe the sponsor should take step 5 with the sponsee, whether she is in a treatment center or whatever. When a person looks at a person's 4-step, now the thing is, I believe the 4-step has to be the one out of the book. That's just me. It's this 4-step in the big book. It's very specific and very simple. A lot of people do 4 steps on the internet. They do all sorts of inventories. I don't know that that's good or bad. But I know that if you do the 4-step out of the big book, you're going to learn certain things. You're going to learn how to be free of anger. Anybody think that's a good idea? You're going to learn how to be free of fear. You'll learn the prayers for fear, the prayers for anger. You're going to understand the exact nature of your wrongs, and you're going to be able to look at your conduct and see the truth of things. And then you'll learn how to forgive everybody you were angry at and how you harmed them so you could do 8 and 9. Some treatment centers have them do 1, 2, or 3. All that's good. But you can still start over when they get here. They've had a month at Valley Hope or somewhere else. They've got a lot of information. That's great. But you can start over with step 1. Shouldn't take long. I didn't choose my own sponsor. He chose me. I chose my sponsor, but his wife had sent him there to see me that Saturday morning. I think Charlie was at that meeting, maybe Marcia. And they sent Cliff there. I didn't realize that till like 4 years later. You know, I'm not that smart. I said, did your wife send you there? Because I had seen her the day before, and she said her husband goes to that Saturday morning meeting. And then he was there, and he made a lot of sense. And for me, To go up there and ask him to be a sponsor was a major thing for me. And of course, it changed my life. And I think that was God. I couldn't have driven there and said, I'm going to do this. It was God said, you need to do it. When you sponsor a person, you need to commit yourself to spending some time with the person. If you can't spend time with them, then you can't work the steps together. And to me, sponsoring is being active, working the steps with someone. Matt calls me a sponsor, but he's worked the steps. He's working with others. We talk intermittently. But to me, sponsoring someone is, who am I taking through the steps right now? Who am I working with today? And a lot of people say, well, they have 25 sponsees or whatever. Well, I don't know how many people I've worked with, but I know I'm working with one this morning on step three right after the meeting, and that's who, and I have two or three that I'm working the steps with. He talked about people have all these sponsees, but he says some of that's ego. You can't really work with too many people at the same time. And what's happened in this group is we have four or five people I've gone through the steps with, and then we get new people and we kind of match them up, and they meet here on Sundays at 5 and Wednesdays at 6:15, and you'll see people in the soda room or back there or back in the prayer closet. That's where they go if they're really sick. We put them back there and we lock them in. But that's how it works. And then there, some of those people are actually sponsoring people today. And we've had a whole, I think we've helped a lot of people that way. At least you're helping, whoever's doing it is getting better. The sponsoring is the best way to keep doing the steps. I found one of the best day rules is this: whatever I don't really want to do is the exact thing I need to do. I think that's a spiritual truth. Should be one of the commandments. Because whenever I change my mind about something, it's usually something I need to do. And that's called letting go of my old ideas. And then to talk about sponsor, you don't really want to sponsor this person, but they may be the person you need. They talk about you get the wrong impression of the person, but you should always say, what's your motives? Is this God's will for me? We often drawn to people who recognize us being a lot ourselves, but when we get out of our comfort zone, we usually grow more. We need to qualify our sponsors by asking about their willingness. Is the sponsor willing to be sponsored? They'll say yes. Then you give them an assignment. Is the sponsor capable of being sponsoring? Is the sponsor capable of doing it? See, that's a question. People like to pick sponsors who have a lot of years. But I don't know if they ask them, have you ever worked the steps out of the big book? Or they like to brag that they have a sponsor and a grand sponsor. I don't know what the grand sponsor crap is all about. I've never understood that. And then somebody says, my sponsors trace all the way back to Bill W. And it's like, well, you know, do I have Jesus's DNA? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know how that's going to help you. I'm on a roll this morning. We are all qualified by a desire to stop raging. What kind of relationship will you have with the person? How will you establish it? People tell how harsh their sponsor is. It should be that kind of relationship. There's a firmness of resolve, but there must be respect. But it's kind and loving. We should always be kind and loving. And it's going to last for years. And I always ask God to guide me. I pray. And sometimes, here's what I've done lately. I had a new guy, and I worked with him on a Wednesday night. We took the first step. And then on Friday night, he was going to come on Saturday. And Friday night, I woke up, and I was worried. What should I do? How should I approach him? Should I maybe use carry this message? And this and that. And I was up stewing about it for an hour. So I brought two carry this messages to the meeting, and he didn't show up. You see, it's not good or bad. It's just, you know, you have to understand. You do the best you can. Sometimes we really don't know how to sponsor. If you don't know how to sponsor, buy carry this message. Go through it with another person. And Charlie's shaking his head because I think he showed me the book. And you go through it. It makes you work the steps, and it tells you how to go through it with another person. That's why that book is really good. If you don't like it, fine. But you can buy it on the internet and read it. And it says, And then that's one of the reasons I put the thing on site, so people could listen to the podcast. So if I have a new guy and I want him to read Bill's story, I have him listen to the podcast, and then we read it together and take notes. And especially for the fourth step, I've gone through all that. When the sponsor gets there, he can, she can guide the somebody through something else. And so how do you choose a sponsor? There are no rules, he says. You should be somebody who's your age. It should. I think men should work with men and women with women. I do think that works best, but that's my opinion. Priests sponsored by truck drivers. I still like Father Bill W., which is one of the most powerful talks I've ever listened to on XA speakers. And Father Bill was, you know, at the Vatican, a PhD in theology. And when he finally was broken in California and went to the priest and they sent him the treatment, he picked a guy to be a sponsor who'd been in prison for murder and was a spiritual giant. And he said he learned more from him spiritually than he had learned in the Vatican. And then he talks about listening to the We Agnostics. Don't do it by the length of sobriety in general. I think there are people who should sponsor who are 3 months, 6 months. How long was Ebby Thatcher sober before he went to Bill? 60 days. How long was Bob sober when he went to A number 3? A week? It's not the length, it's the quality of your sobriety and your relationship with God. And you have to keep an open mind. Sometimes you can listen to people at meetings or you can ask them. If you need a sponsor today, come up after the meeting, see Stu and I, and we'll come tomorrow at 5 and we'll match up with somebody. I think I'll stop there. The last two pages I copied again. I gave them out last week. These are the instructions in the big book on working with others. They go through it. And you might read it and go through it if you're working with someone. So thank you. I went a little longer, but you'll forgive me, I hope. If not, step 4.
I'm Linda, I'm an alcoholic.